95.9 FM W260C Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The cold persists. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira has the forecast.
Temperatures today across Buffalo are going to remain quite chilly. We're expecting a high of only about 25 degrees. Clouds are going to be across the area for a portion of the period with a slight chance of snow showers during the day today.
Campaigning ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, President Trump seemed to confuse challenger Nikki Haley with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers, National Guard, whatever they want. They turned it down.
Haley wasn't in office on January 6th. An Iran-backed militant group is blamed for an attack against the Al Asad air base in western Iraq, injuring Americans.
The Middle East is extremely volatile, more volatile and more unstable than any moment in its modern history.
Political scientist Faraz Gurgiz on the BBC. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's new grant money to encourage schools and farmers in Wisconsin to develop farm-to-table collaborations. Mike Moen reports.
Starting February 1st, Wisconsin will be one of four states in the Great Lakes region to accept grant applications from community partners developing plans for getting more locally grown foods into school cafeterias. The funding comes from the USDA, and the Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub is facilitating the effort. Dahi Wolf of the statewide group Kids Forward says the primary mission is simple.
We want local, healthy school food that kids love to eat.
Kids Forward is a member of the Innovation Hub and is helping leading Wisconsin's rollout of the grant initiative. Wolf says having healthier options might enhance student outcomes while also getting more culturally appropriate options in diverse school districts. He says a key challenge is that the National School Lunch Program is restrictive in providing reimbursements for the types of food that are served. Wolf points to efforts in Stevens Point to serve Hmong cuisine to high school students. That's led to discussions to seek more federal exceptions. Meanwhile, he says enhancing the farm-to-school pipeline could be a big plus in a state like Wisconsin.
We're not like Iowa that's mostly a commodity state with corn. I mean, we have local growers, and so we have all this opportunity to connect local communities to the producers.
He says this benefits local economies. Wolf says Wisconsin will prioritize gathering feedback from students so they're clear about the food they want to eat. The grants range from $10,000 to $250,000. The overall program is designed to last for 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. We'll see those values as low as 15 below zero. Mostly sunny skies, highs near the 20-degree mark, and increasing south breeze up to 25 miles per hour. For your Sunday night, a chance of snow developing, lows in the upper teens. It's 3 at our studios.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a building described as being the hottest in Racine County? It's the Firehouse Museum, built in 1882 on 6th Street in Racine. Museum volunteer Steve Salvo tells host Don Rosen it's a really special place for fire history.
It's one of those hidden treasures in Racine people don't know about.
I think we really are.
And Salvo says there's surprises for visitors, too.
The fact that the horses that pulled the fire apparatus actually lived in the building with the firefighters.
Special events are held at the museum, too, and you can learn all about it at RacineFireBells.org. RacineFireBells.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars is on the air.
Spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold. The trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love.
I'm really in love.
But only because I'm in love with you. Because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January, because I'm in love with you.
That's Julie London, and Leo Robin, Ralph Ranger wrote that. Not for her, but for Pete King and Seth MacFarlane. Let's have a holiday for swing.
Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing, but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet on
bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get
I'd put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jackie, go far away, away.
And don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in lover's lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Stillman tune. Norah Jones with Seth MacFarlane. Nat Cole.
Love is for the warm and willing, waiting for the warm and willing. Love is ours to take our toss aside. Take this promise to your heart and your lips repeat. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sign.
Jerry Livingston, Ray Evans, Jimmy McHugh, the music of the stars, Dinah Shore, See the USA. 1952.
When a
warm-hearted woman loves a cold-hearted man. She gives him all the loving that she possibly can. But the man refuses, the woman loses. And that is what my blues is all about. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. Hotcakes in a cold frying pan, but I waste my heat on the guy I'm sweet on, and the torch I stamp my feet on won't go out. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. He runs to see a gal who's not like me, and from the very start the gal can play it very smart, because she hasn't got a heart, you see. Can't play games, my heart's in flames, so I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I wish he'd be in love with only me. I'd hug him and I'd squeeze him, find a million ways to please him. Would I ever tease him? No, siree. Can't play games, my heart's in flames, so I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I keep trying and my hopes keep flying. My crying only women understand. I'm a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold, cold, cold-hearted man.
There's a tune from Evelyn Danzig right there, and Tony Bennett. Columbia, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network, statewide.
Young and warm and wonderful, you are all I dreamed you'd be. Improbable, all at
young and warm and wonderful. At last you're here, my love and love is mine. This
Tony with Mitch Miller. Mitch ran Columbia Records, and Hi Zerrett put that song together, not just for him, but that was the first one. And The Music of the Stars is on the air.
Woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and the frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. Woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Yeah.
That's the Johnny Man Singers. Johnny did a lot of music for radio stations. He wrote the jingles and had his group perform it. Doris Day.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. Why do I care if icicles form?
Beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this. A global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. Here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall. Wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. I'll be honest. I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But
like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. Man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby, pitch the woo with my baby. Like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot.
You could sit by the fireplace and listen to it. You could have a little glass of wine, maybe, or you could even have dinner with this music. Come on, I'll show you.
Of the stars is Ray Anthony's 102nd birthday. Here's Ray. We'll be right back.
bella cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo para alegría, Macarena. Es Macarena.
Ray Anthony still swinging at 102. See what Ray did there? Yeah, a little bunny hop in that. Ray's Boogie. Here's Ray Anthony.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Music of the Stars. Now, Jack Webb, who's really a jazz fan, produced a great movie called Pete Kelly's Blues with an unforgettable theme. I'll have that later. Showed up on the Johnny Carson show to do some humor. And you got to hear this.
The story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside the bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland. That figures. That figures. What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
Surviving member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Had a birthday yesterday, 102. Trumpeter, songwriter, actor, television host, band leader. This is the music of the stars on on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani.
Screen role was in Somebody Up There Likes Me, which starred Paul Newman. McQueen, who was making $16 a day as an extra in those days, used to watch enviously as Paul Newman would get the, you know, the red carpet full star treatment. Well, 7 years later, when Paul Newman turned down the lead in Love with the Proper Stranger, second choice turned out to be Steve McQueen. 3 years later, Robert Wise was making The Sand Pebbles. His first choice, Paul Newman. He declined. Steve McQueen got that and an Academy Award nomination. So now the competition was getting a little tighter. Over the years, these guys drove racing cars together, and they were business partners in a film production company. But the competition for roles never really went down. When they were both cast in The Towering Inferno, Steve McQueen read the script, counted the lines, found that Paul Newman had 12 more than he did. He immediately called the producer and had an additional 12 lines written for his character. Here's Steve McQueen in a role Paul Newman turned down. It's Love with the Proper Stranger.
Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger if I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If to a certain tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh yes, I know.
Stranger, 1963, Elmer Bernstein. Civic Media Radio Network continues with the music of the stars till 12 noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thank you for being here. 101 Strings, Passing Strangers.
And 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.